Hello everyone, welcome to the Love Fruit Podcast. And today I'm joined by Magdalena White, also known as Raw Coconut Girl. You can find on Instagram and other places. And just to let everyone know as well that we still have some places left for the UK Fruit Fest. If you're interested in finding out more information about that, you can go to fruitfest.co.uk or send an email to info@fruitfest.co.uk. You can also join us on Friday nights for our Fruity Fridays, and please feel free to get in touch about that as well. Okay, thank you very much. And I'll tell you more about our guest today. Magdalena is an international healer, a lymphatic iridologist, certified detoxification and regeneration specialist, and a regenerative detoxification counselor. She studied, graduated, and was certified with the world-class health specialist, Dr. Robert Morse. She cooperates and continues to grow based on knowledge of masters on this path, Dr. Morse, Dr. Marcy Gunderman Troyer, a professor at the Dr. Morse's International School of Healing Arts and Sciences. She originated from Poland, now lives in Hawaii, where she's been practicing a healthy lifestyle for over a decade. She transitioned from vegan to raw vegan, and for the past 5 years, she's been on a fruitarian journey. And since an early age, she's been working with energy and following her spirit. She only wanted to eat fruit, but was pushed by family and society to consume milk and dairy products. And for a year and a half, in her 20s, some meat and fish as well. And she is living proof that a human can thrive because of raw living food, especially fruits and herbs. She had a tragic, life-changing accident in Salt Lake City, Utah, where she suffered a debilitating tibial plateau fracture and torn meniscus, and doctors offered no hope she would ever walk again. She was exposed to a rigorous regime of radiation, toxins, strong medication, and stress. After four surgeries, three of which were unsuccessful, she decided to transition into a fruit-only diet and was amazed to discover that this helped regenerate her body and able to just stand on both legs again. And there's so much more to learn about Magdalena, but probably best to let you tell us the story yourself a bit more, Magdalena. So, is there anything else you want to say as an introduction to yourself?
Thank you so much for a beautiful introduction. And I think since this is important to people, knowing as lo how long I've been doing this for, like being a fruitarian, I've been for the last 9 years now. I'm about to celebrate that, so very soon next year will be 10 years. But it feels like it's been since I was a little girl, to be honest, because I wanted to do just not fruit only. What I believed inside, unfortunately, not always was accepted, right? From adults, for adult by adults and other people. So I was forced to do other things, consume other things. But that being frugivore, being fruitarian, wasn't me always. And in intuitively following eating fruits lifestyle, I would call it. And I think we all can do this w once we know our purpose and we clean up our body to the certain level of understanding w why we how we are built, right? And how we are designed and what who we really are.
So, from a young age, you were already wanting to eat just fruit.
Yes.
And,
Uh-huh.
but you had to, but how were you brought up? What did you eat growing up?
Yeah, so that's a big story. I actually got motivated recently by my friend to start writing a book about it. So I started writing a book about my story. So just like a long story short, so my mom, every time my mom wanted to give me just food, any food, I was always asking for fruit. And when I was little, there was my mom that like noticed that all I ate and everything that was disappearing from the fridge was fruit. It's just like, why? I just bought these apples, they're gone. Like, how is that possible? I just bought these tomatoes, they're gone. They have nothing for dinner. So I just didn't care. I just was like eating constantly, lots of them. lots of peppers, plums. I was blessed with my mom who had an open mind, who has an open mind still. She's supporting me on what I do all the time. But she also was a little bit pushed by my dad, right? So it was more like, oh, she can't consume that much fruit, and it's kind of like, and it's unhealthy, and she needs meat and dairy. So my dad was more into pushing me into, and my mom into that other side of the diet, where my mom was more supporting me on eating raw and eating fruits. She was fine with that. So I would say, but there was a periods of there were periods of time where, I was kind of like forced to eat certain foods. So what I was doing, I was hiding it in my room, and I was just eating what I had, everything on the countertop, and I could afford, even at a young age when I had like just like got a little bit of money from my friends, I just went to the store and got fruits, and everybody enjoyed ice creams, and I was enjoying bananas or apples or plums or strawberries. We had beautiful blueberries. I was a very wild kid. I was going to the forest by myself. I was like six maybe, and climbing all the trees around the neighborhood and always coming back with a bag of full bag of fruit. Apples, plums, cherries, blueberries, raspberries, anything that was around, gooseberries. Oh my gosh, we have the best gooseberries in the world. I miss them. I can't find them in the US. Pears. I forgot about pears. Pears are amazing too, right? Like in Europe, we have good pears there. So, yeah, I just was picking intuitively all of that. And I was asking, I was kind of like trying to get involved with other people, with other friends. Hey, would you like to climb that tree with me and get some apples? And they were looking at me. No, you're weird. Like, what? You can drop us some apples if you want. I'm like, okay. So I was the one who was always climbing the trees, and I was very, every time I was very, like a monkey, a monkey kid. I just want to climb everywhere. Even I climb furnitures as well, which is funny. Doors, everything. I just wanted to climb. I wanted to be in nature. In Poland we have four seasons, so I was allowed to do that only during the summertime, right?
I
And
see.
the winter time was the worst for me. So what I did, I was eating vegetables, and I was eating a lot of leafy greens, carrots, beets, tomatoes, tons of tomatoes. I started making my own recipes when I was like 10. I was like creating my own stuff already in the kitchen. My grandma was making all these fruit cakes and stuff, and when I saw how much sugar she puts in it, I was just like, I wish that was a fruit. I wish there were, I can't, maybe this way. I was like kind of like seeing flash future, not flashbacks, flash futures, pictures of my creations in the future, that I would love to have ability to turn the fruit and put them that nice looking, but that into that food, like it's, I don't know, let's say Polish pierogi dish that we have popular, gołąbki, but why they can't be made out of fruit or vegetable, raw vegetables? Why they can't be called gołąbki but made with this raw ingredient? And I was like brainstorming at that such a young age. I was asking my mom these things. She even brought that up the other day. I remember when you asked me all of that and all these questions I didn't even know answer for. And yeah, that was very interesting time in my life. I was very inspired by, I don't want to sound full of myself, but by my journey, because I felt so good here. And actually, at the young age that allowed me to connect to the spiritual world. So I had that connection with other dimensions, other masters, and I felt like God is like telling me, the universe is telling me, this is good for your body, but this doesn't work. Follow this. So I got light, the direct sign, the direct connection with the divine that was like basically leading me, giving me all these directions that I was following. Like I didn't even need to overthink stuff. That was very simple. That was quick, you know. It was very satisfying, happy. I was high all the time. I was full of energy. Yeah, it was amazing. I really loved that. So sometimes, like I always like to say, I've been raw vegan, like I've been fruitarian, I guess, all my life. I just had some ups and downs where I was stopped as a few times here and there, but it mostly because I was pushed by someone from the outside world, right?
I
To
see.
consume, yeah.
Yeah, so and how was your health growing up as a child? Did you have good health mostly, or did you have any issues?
I got so I was born with a lot of weakness. I with the vision issues, I had the scoliosis, I had these tonsils. You know, I first of all, I was born in 1986. That was a Chernobyl explosion. That was the worst, an autumn, which is October 29th. That was right after Chernobyl exploded. So that was the really bad thing if it comes to radiation. So they told my mom, I will be born without legs or arms or
Oh my
mute. I
God.
will be mutated. Can you hear me well?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I will be muted, looking like a not human being. And they told many people, like many women back then, that. And they told my mom to drink something. My mom didn't drink even that thing that they wanted to give her, Ligola, I believe, a liquid or something like that. I don't know how it's called here, but anyway, and other things. And you know, so I was born with weak. That's I, and I believe that was a part why I got my chronic weakness when I was born. So I was born with chronic weakness already, weaknesses. I got so the vision issue. I was wearing glasses, most of my childhood, and I didn't want to. I was so upset that I need to wear them. So I when my mom didn't look or my dad, I always was taking them down. Like I was actually discovering, no, I'm gonna show the world that I can heal and don't need to wear glasses, that I can heal. And as a kid, I was already thinking how to fix my body. It's crazy. I was working on my health since a young age. So I got moles on my body, overgrowth. And I know that's after Chernobyl too. I got I actually super inflamed throat. I couldn't breathe. There were times where I got choked by the tonsils because they overgrew in my throat, you know. And I was a little girl back then, so they decided to remove them later on, unfortunately. But you know, that was a good reason back then, I guess, because I stopped being sick all the time. But the fruit was helping me definitely to not to get worse. And to I see people who were born in in the same year of mine, and they all tell me that like I look way younger than all of them. So I think that's a proof too. And also, I know the fact that also this is about the genes. My grandma looked very young when she was in her 90s, and she looked like she was like 40. So she looked really young. So it's also about good genes and strong genetics. But I also believe that's the fruit is actually helping when you are in a strong genes, because you can heal faster, you can regenerate, rejuvenate, and reverse your DNA. You reverse your what is ruined in your body and fix it. So it's very powerful. Like that, I was struggling a lot actually with health when I was young. But then they removed these tonsils, and I stopped having issue with being sick. I mean, I could breathe because they overgrow. But here is the thing: they started to grow bigger, and I started to choke on them right after my parents put me on meat and dairy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because I had that episode in my life. I wasn't like, that's why it's hard for me to say, oh, I've been fruitarian since the day I was born. No, because I was fed with with the milk, fake milk a little bit too, after my mom's, she couldn't feed me too, so she had to feed me with other stuff, other milk too. She didn't have enough food in her breast milk. And I'm like, see, she didn't know back then that the reason to have more, to have just lactation is just to drink more juices. But she didn't know back then, so she didn't have enough, and she was feeding me with other things, so like fake milk, like, I mean, fake. Yeah, in our world is fake. And then I was later in the age where they put me on these meat and dairy, and I started being super sick. So I felt like I was born with weaknesses, but they were nice. They were good in the kindergarten, and then later in the age, it was fine. I was fine. I was sick here and there, but that was natural. And then when I started consuming meat and dairy, these tonsils got swollen up. That's why they got actually removed from my body at the age of 16. So I was all the time with them because they were fine. But when I started eating that a little bit of something different, not a little bit, crazy different amount of just meat and dairy on a daily basis, that was crazy. Like not even dairy, but meat. Because Poland is about meat a lot too, different types of schabowy, mielony, kotlety, utka, and stuff like that. So all of these dishes that were introduced to me, pierogi z mięsem, which is meat pierogies, and all of that. So everything was based on meat. And then they swelled up to the point where I couldn't breathe one day, and I almost choked. So my doctor was like, ASAP ER, and we need to remove her tonsils. So that's how I lost my actually part of my lymphatic system, which was, my tonsils. They were in. But I believe I can regrow them, regenerate them. If they left me some roots there, I believe I can do. So we will see. I'm gonna be fruitarian anyway, so
So, I think you also said that you had a bit of a spiritual connection from a young age. Is that right?
that I have what?
Like a spiritual connection?
Yes.
What was that like?
Ronnie, that was wow. And I'm type tape. It's like I feel connection now with even more with my childhood, because I see more pictures from my childhood that I've never seen before. They coming back to me, with like a clear mind. Like I see myself already right now, see the scenes, certain things that what I was doing was I saw myself like I had out of body experience. Every night I was in bed, I saw myself floating above my body and seeing myself, and I'm like, okay, what way I'm gonna fly tonight? And I was picking the way, and I was fascinating of the buildings back then and the way people live. And I was just like always curious as a kid. I'm wondering how my friend's room looked like. And I was traveling to their rooms, and I was like, I'm wondering what kind of toys they have. You know what kind of like stuff they have. I was a kid. I just was fascinated about it. How fun that was to just have fun with myself. If that makes
That's
sense.
amazing, yeah.
And you know, I remember I was standing on the bed, on my bed, and I was like, I can fly. And I was like feeling it. I can fly. I was repeating that to myself, and I freaking felt like I'm flying, you know? And I was standing on bed, and I was like seeing myself flying like a bird and seeing ocean underneath in my room. And my dad entered one day my room, and he's like, what are you doing? I'm just like playing, you know? And he's like, yeah, but what you were doing? So he started asking me about things that I've seen and stuff. And yeah, I seen faces in the mirror very often too that were shown up to me, that there were souls that passed away. I didn't even know them, and my mom told me, you know, that was our family member. That was our family member too. I'm like, wow. I've never seen pictures of these people because we don't have pictures of them. We didn't have many pictures from the past, to be honest. You know, there was a totally different environment, right? And situation than we have now. We didn't have phones
Sure.
in 80s and 90s. That was totally different story, which was amazing. I admire that a lot. But, you know, yes, and I also got a. I already knew from the young age, I painted a lot of eyes. I drew a lot of eye pictures here and there, multiple of them. I was collecting a lot of pictures, and now I do iridology. I'm an iridologist, and I was fascinated into what I was doing, to the point that I wanted to learn more. So I was learning about human body. I remember my mom, she went to library with me, and all I wanted was the inside of a human. I want to learn the intestines. I want to learn the body, how it's built inside. I want to like play like there was a book that was like opening up the human body from layer by layer. I was learning the muscles, you know, the skin, all, and I was so young. I just like was so tapped into the natural instinct of humanity. I wanted to just learn more and more how we can heal naturally and how I can help my family to heal naturally, so I will never lose them. Yeah, that's what was my always goal to. It was always there, so everybody had fun, and I prefer to not to have fun. Do not take drugs like other people. Not drink alcohol. Don't have to go for a party. I was sitting in my room creating art, and I had out of body experience while I was like creating art, painting, things, and yeah, play with creation. That was beautiful. Everything I painted, Ronnie, became reality.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I talked to Dr. Morse the other day about it too. That even a picture for him that I created, that he beautifully is hanged on his wall, and you can see it in his YouTube videos. I just saw certain things because I connected to the other spiritual world, and I just painted it. And Christina asked me before she created her orchard, fully raw Christina, my friend, she asked me to paint her an orchard, so it can be become real, since she knew that everything I paint becomes reality. So okay, please paint me an orchard. So I did. I painted her face with a beautiful orchard behind, and now she is having an orchard that she created in Hawaii. And that was way before she even started doing it. So, but that's just simple, maybe proofs. I don't want to say it that way, but kind of signs from other people's perspective. But my own perspective, I was painting Hawaii since a young age. Look, like we didn't have internet back then. How did I know about Hawaii? Living in Poland.
Yeah.
Painting these palm trees, painting the ocean, painting the things that I've never seen as a kid before. I didn't have aquarium to go to see how or a wild li ocean life looks like, or have enough books to even show me this. So I was just creating what I've seen, and yeah, and I always seen myself living in Hawaii since I was a little, and eating full of fruits. And I just was like, oh, I just want to live in that world full of fruits, you know?
Absolutely. So when did you actually start changing your diet towards vegan or raw foods or fruit? When did you start making changes and why?
Right, so when I was pushed to eat that, consume meat and dairy, and I started traveling a lot. I came to the US. I was spending so much time with my family, and they were already telling me, don't touch this water in the US. Don't do this, don't do that. So kind of like nice, healthy, way of kind of like raising me as a new person here, like how can I adapt into this environment? Because like then it's not like in Poland that everything is organic. It's not like in Poland that you have clean water. You know, this is tap water. This contains this and that. So I was warned from the very beginning, which I'm very grateful for. I probably would figure it out, but before I would figure it out, I would probably use it for a long time. So I take always taking care of the filtered water, which most people have no idea and don't care about, which is sad, right? And in the US, the pollution is really bad if it comes to the drink tap water, even in Hawaii. And so I was coming back to your question, would be when I was traveling a lot. That situation that I was here in the US, it changed me. And I'm grateful because I immediately started seeing, no, I'm gonna be fully on fruits while I'm here, because I felt so heavy on, I had an experience on American standard foods, which was Polish food, by the way, but made out of American ingredients. And I felt swollen. I felt like I'm puffy, and I felt like an elephant, even though I was still, I always was like in a good shape, but I felt that I have extra something here and there. I felt bad. I felt sick. I felt heavy, and I was so young back then. And I'm like, that doesn't feel right. I'm just gonna come back home. I couldn't wait to come back, because everything that I ate here, actually back then, I felt like I'm just retaining water, you know?
Sure.
So I got back to Poland. Seriously, like I got back like Pamela, like I had boobs so super huge, like it was unnatural, and it was only food that I was eating, you know, the Pol and Polish restaurant. Like that was meat and salads and stuff, but I didn't care about organic back then, because I trusted them. I trusted, like I trusted Poland, Polish land, you know, so innocent. So yeah, so I got back to Poland, and I'm like, okay, I'm doing it. Something got in me, like I felt like something, like the Holy Spirit, but holy fruit spirit entered me and said, "You are doing fruits from now on."
Wow.
And so I felt, wow, well, I'm doing fruits from now on. Who's talking to me? It's you. You are talking to yourself, you know? This is you. And I'm like, wow, that's amazing. So the divine expression, the cosmic energy was just like, you tap in into this world of fruits. You need to follow it, try it. This is your treasure. That's you're gonna heal. And believe me or not, because you know, when my family saw me when I came back, they're like, whoa, we are all like in a good shape in my family. It's just genetic. So when I came back, I felt like they're looking at me like I'm out of shape. And they're like, no, you just look different. You know, you look around here and there. And I'm like, I don't feel good about it. And my brother is like, well, you know, some guys will like it. I'm like, but I don't like it. It's not about guys. I don't like myself, you know? So I started consuming fruit only, naturally. And 2 weeks, within 2 weeks, I lost all the puffiness because that wasn't fat that I gained. That wasn't the other stuff that I gained toxins. I gained toxins and water. My kidneys wouldn't weren't able to filter, right? All this crap that I was consuming.
So
So,
you really went on from almost like a spiritual experience.
yes, that was more intuitive aspect rather than, yeah, but also helping my health. So I felt amazingly. I loved it. And I love the flavor. So that was, yeah, that the Dr. Mursa likes always say it that, yeah, that's your natural instinct. You knew you are frugivore. That's how it's.
Yeah, and what were some of the benefits you gained from a fruit diet?
A lot of energy. Sharp. My mind is super sharp. If it comes to doing stuff, business, relationships, socializing with people. Being energized, doing lots, 10 things at the same time, and not being distracted. But also have time for myself to rest. Always being organized. I haven't been always organized, but that helped me a lot. Healing my issues, that was scoliosis that healed, that was on detox with herbs, with protocols. Through iridology. And I healed a lot, like fibrocystic breasts, you know, there's so many things. Cysts in my ovaries. I had endometriosis, pancreatic issues, bad pancreatic issues. I had allergy to gluten. My mom had a celiac disease. And that's how we actually discovered also that the diet is healing, because my mom had to do the gluten-free diet because she was close, like very close to get cancer. Like they even told her, like she has like so irritated cancer to the point that it's really bad, that she needs the surgeries and stuff. And I'm like, Mom, what are we gonna do? And she's like, my mom, maybe it's good to change what you eat. And she's like, yeah. And that's what I'm gonna do. And so my mom started changing her diet. We put her, like I even mentioned her, mom, what about the fruits? And yeah, she was doing fruits. She's like, you know, now I know why you crave fruits so bad, because I can feel better. So my mom healed her celiac disease. She's celiac free. And it was really bad what she was going through. So I got allergy to gluten back then. I don't have any allergies now, of course, because I don't consume them too, but I detox that. And other, a lot of like these tonsils, I feel them energetically. I believe I can regrow them. So I'm going to continue being fruitarian because it's exciting to me. As we know, we can regrow all the like the body parts or organs in our body. We can be regrown and regenerated, and we can see it on people already. That there are doing it. So I believe with our protocols, with Dr. Morse's protocols, with his teachings, and it's just amazing. Like I am, and you know, when I actually connected to the word of spiritual word is also what helped me with, right? So I got involved into spiritual world. I started connecting with souls in on a spiritual level. That's how we met. I met many masters of my path through the spiritual world first, not just internet, spiritual world. We met, we knew where we're gonna meet, but through the spiritual world and a certain time, certain day, here and there, like you don't need internet for that. You can just connect out there and meet that person under this tree. You know what I mean? That's how amazing it is. It's just like you're so tuned in all of that is, and healing properties that you can share, not like you are healing, but you are like a satellite, right? Like a portal. What else? Like all the this one is what I love the most. I see pictures of my futures. Everything becomes reality. I should say I see my future. I see, and everything is the way I see it. View the views I see already now next p few 10 pictures of my next, like say 2 months, where I'm gonna be, what I'm gonna do. And this is always happening, and I'm like, wow. Well, I'm not anymore even surprised that it's happening because it's so normal to me. But when I write a book about write in book about it, I am even amazed when I read it. I'm like, wow, really, wow, that's so true. And it's just different perspective. I'm trying to read what I write from different perspective, that it's not me. And then it's more kind of like wow. But yeah, but that's so you are more intuitive. You can get to have a very sharp intuition. And you can have a lot of gifts. You can have a different gift than other person, but everyone has their own unique gifts. I believe you. If you wanna move this jar without touching it, you can use your energy and do it. You know, we have all these gifts. But the answer is if you want to use it or not, and if you want to learn. Oh, an aura, seeing people's auras, energies. I don't know, you know, my word is kind of like avatar world. When I see everything, there's just like in this beautiful picture. But it's also evil things are there because we are in a dual world, right? There's full of dualism. So, yeah. But yeah, that's, I think, the most parts. I probably missed a lot still, what I said. But oh my gosh, I can't hear you. I don't know why.
So you had this intuitive experience to make you want to eat fruit, but did you learn from anyone in particular about how to do that? Did you meet other people? Did you read books? What was your path of understanding this lifestyle, and what was the transition like? Was it simple for you, or was it difficult?
I love this question. No, that was just myself and I didn't have anyone around. No one showed me this path. I didn't know about Dr. Robert Morse before. I met him. We met in a spiritual world, but not like physically. Like I've never found anyone that is like me, and I thought I am a stranger. I believe that I'm gonna. I always felt that I'm gonna be a warrior of truth And I will always be a seeker of that truth and bringing up the truth. And not many people will like it, but I was just following. And if some, I got so many comments, Ronnie, on so many, for so many years, you're gonna be anorectic, you're gonna die. How can you eat just this lettuce, you know? And people were very judgmental, very judgmental. And now I look at these people, and they're my age or a little older or younger, and they look unhealthy, and it's sad, and they are unhappy, they are overweight, they are too skinny, they are having other health issues, you know, and it's sad to see. And they messaged me even. I got a lot of messages from my friends from the. They were like, "Madja, how you do this? You don't change. Like you look like you're in high school." You know, I'm like, "Well, just take care of my body, and hydration, and hydrate yourself, and you're gonna look the same." You know, so I guess. It's too simple for people to understand that simplicity is the key.
Absolutely. What would be some of your advice for people that are beginning on this path?
I think it's good to have of course, someone who is supporting them on this path and be strong and never think what other people say. Don't bother your beautiful heart about what other people say. What if there is no what if there? I used to be what if, what if, what if, and I've never had anything accomplished. So I stopped thinking what if. I think there's no what if. It's going to be. I'm going to be fruitarian, and I ask the universe for support. Please support me. Talking to God, talking to the universe is important. And people like open up yourself, open up your chest, and like grab that energy from the universe, saying, "Hey, I want all the good that only good things that you have to offer. I accept everything beautiful you have to offer. I accept the way you want me to be. I accept." And I want to heal. So if and I know that you, the universe, I'm still speaking like I speak to the universe. You want me to be healthy, right? So help me, support me, show me the way, and all that lines up beautifully, you know. And I always say that the universe has many people to listen. To say the same things, but if there are the same intentions, that that's even more powerful, because then it's just a one intention that it's sent to so many people, and that can change the world, you know, on a big scale. I believe in that. And I believe to just not think that it's a magic. It's not a magic. It's a real reality. This is the truth. We are just here temporary. We are in this vehicle, and then we are going to another world, or we are coming back here to do other, to finish what we didn't accomplish, and to live this life again and have that karma, good or bad, because can be good or bad. That it depends. But I think my yeah, that would be my biggest advice, is just do you and do. Do it. Just do it. Don't think I'm gonna do it tomorrow. No, do it today. Just start eating fruit today, or juice some fruits, or hydrate your body, or educate yourself about the environment. Like even the animals are so drawn to me, like we just saw, because like even the cats or dogs that are walking passing by, there's no animal that is passing by like my side that don't react. Even at the farmer's market, that was weird. The so funny situ very funny situations are always happening at farmer's market with animals, because they follow the energy. So if you want to be tuned in with nature, if you want to heal, if you would like to discover your true self, I would highly advise everyone to follow the truth, which is the fruit, and support that. Plant the trees, support the communities. Buying land is amazing thing, and plant the trees, right? Fruit trees, grown your own food. I wouldn't necessarily, yeah, reading books, sure, it's amazing, but I wouldn't necessarily say even that. Experience and let yourself experience weaker days, because you're also going through processes, right? So, yeah, I don't even experience jet lags after flight, you know. And we just got to Oahu a few days ago. I'm about to fly back on Monday again, and then coming back to Oahu sometimes next week again. For me, it's just like I don't even feel that jet lag. It's just so helpful. So definitely this, and spiritual work can open up within what you put in your body. So that's kind of aligned. And please don't care if you have a fruit luck, if you have a party, family gathering or something, be an example, be the example, be the one who is different. You know, I was called by other sometimes friends. I had beautiful friends, but I had also mean people around me. They called me black sheep, you know, and I'm like, whatever, call me a black sheep. That's fine. I know I'm not black, and now I'm like, you know, understand their perspective. They're not happy with their lives because I was always very colorful and bringing this and that. I don't want to eat their food, so they got offended. And oh, one another thing is, someone told me, oh, but I got this cake from my friend, I have to eat it, she gave it to me, she made it for me. No, you don't have to. This is your choice. You can politely said, hey, you know, I don't really eat things like that. I care about what I eat. And if you would like to bring me mango next time, I would appreciate that more. You know, just like, yeah, open conversation, communication, speak the truth, be yourself, and don't hide anything. Just speak the truth. And I think being vulnerable is very helpful. And people are scared to be vulnerable. And it's very healthy to be vulnerable. In my opinion, what I experienced, if you don't share your vulnerability with others, how do they know what way is correct, how to experience love, how to pass it on, and how to expand on that level? They don't know, right? Until, yeah. So I think just doing it is the right thing, and just do it, and spread the word of love. And if you need help or something, find a good practitioner. Especially, I highly suggest always people that work with Dr. Robert Morse. If you know, I can also help. Of course, I would be more than happy. And you know, even my course, Dr. Morse's courses are amazing for that. That's, I always send people to this because it's just, it's the truth. If you want to spend money and invest in a learning experience, invest it in a wise way, which is, I feel, holistic approach and a holistic practice.
What would a
Yeah.
typical day in the life for you look like on your diet?
So today, yes, maybe today it's not a good because it's we just started, but like yesterday I had a coconut water till 3 to 4 p.m. Sometimes I dry fast till 3 to 4 p.m. and then I have coconut water, or I have any other juice. Actually, no, I sorry, that was 2 days ago, coconut water. Yesterday I have cucumber juice. I had cucumber juice actually. I just ju we just juiced cucumber. I brought my Nama juicer here to do the juices. And oh my gosh, what a issue at the airport. They could TSA couldn't just like go, oh, what is it? It was the engine, you know. It's just a juicer, but it was good. If they checked everything, the blades, you know, and stuff like that, they were worried about this more. Okay, and then So there's no reason to excuse yourself, even with juicing, sorry, with supporting yourself with juices. Even when you're traveling, I travel with the juicer. I travel with tools, my wooden utensils that I like. There's never excuse to do things. I would never find any excuse to do my lifestyle. So anyway, so I had the cucumber juice, a lot of cucumbers. I apologize for that. It's just the wind. I got like 2 bags of cucumbers yesterday, organic. And we got mangoes. We get mangoes from here. That was a Frank sanctuary where Frankie took us. And that was, what else did we? Oh, and I had papayas. And yeah, and that's it. And actually, that was my day. And sometimes I have dry fruits. I had just some dry fruits here on the trip too. Sorry, scare me. I had some fruits on this trip too because I couldn't find at the beginning when we got here. Everything was closed, and I was so hungry. And the whole thing I found was there were dates from down to earth, and I'm like thinking, are they sulfate free? Are they this sea? And like, so I eat always pure, but this time I decided to just not even check. They were organic to me. I was hungry. I ate them, and they didn't taste the best, so they were kind of like weird taste. But I ate dates and fig, dry figs, and there I felt fine after. So they were natural, but they were kind of like off. So I eat some dry fruits sometimes, but mostly juicy fruits. Watermelon, I love also, and we are going to have durian tonight as well.
Great. And what are some of the mistakes you see people make with this diet?
Mistakes. I believe there is a, I don't know if I would call mistakes mis a mistake. I think everything has to happen for a reason to teach us something. But definitely it's good to follow the food combining process. So if we don't follow that, we ferment instead of absorb and digest healthy nutrients from the fruit, right? So we may experience fermentation. Like meat is putrefying in our body, so we experience putrefaction. So it's same with fruits. We can experience same result if we eat too acidic fruit. Where let's say yesterday we had mangoes, and Frank says, "Oh, these mangoes are good." And I'm like, "Oh, for me, they're just too acidic." Let's say, so everybody has different bad tastes, and we can warn each other also by that. Hey, this is actually acidic. It wasn't grown well. You know what I mean? It's kind of like dialing your instinct, even helping you to understand how that this path works. I think picking a ripe fruit is the number one. Ripe, the ripest you can get. If you can't get ripe pineapple, I would avoid pineapples at all, at any cost, because you can burn yourself inside. Same with mangoes, kiwi. These are same with like oranges. A lot of people have issues with oranges too, with their teeth later. Yeah.
Sure.
So this is, yeah. So enamel and things. I would be careful with that for sure. So to not to have teeth issues, avoid acidic fruits. Try to not to eat dry fruits at that point, right? So there's, depending on the condition also, what it's good to avoid certain things depending on the condition of the person. So I believe that, if someone step back and eat meat again or dairy or need that, meat and dairy. And I have some clients that are coming to me saying, "Hey, Magdalena, I did this protocol. I crave meat." And I know I am so ashamed to tell you that I crave meat. I don't know what to do. I'm like, "Have that meat." And they look at me, "Oh, did you just tell me that I can eat meat?" I'm like, "Yeah, I have it." And they're looking at me, "Are you sure?" I'm like, "Are you sure you want to have it?" And they're like, "Yeah, I crave it. Have it. Please have it. Enjoy." So they have it. And they came and they're like, "And what's next?" I'm like, "You're gonna be back. You will know why." So they were back and they're like, "I know why. I am back." Because they didn't feel good. So it's good sometimes to step back and see another perspective, to feel bad, to experience that it's worth it to be where you are.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, Magdalena, what's your plans for the future? And maybe how can people find you and learn more from you?
What's my plan for the future? That's a beautiful question. I actually would love to. I work on my business really hard to expand on a bigger scale. If it comes to my products, the Raw Coconut Girl Raw Vegan food line that I actually created not long time ago, just a few months ago, and it grew to the point where it's re running really beautifully. I started just making products from the bottom of my heart, not thinking about selling on a big scale or anything like that. They just got in a shelf from the office stores. And I mean, of course, with my work, so nothing is just like, "Oh, it's just there, you know, and I'm blessed it's there." No, of course, it comes with the energy. I believe in energy. Energy attracts energy. So I felt like people need it and they love the product. So, and that wasn't hard for me to accomplish. So that was so easy. The door was open. So I started entering all these other stores on Maui. And now my products are all the big health food stores all over Maui. And now I'm here on Oahu for the same reason as well. To expand because my products will be shipped to Oahu too, to Honolulu and Kananapali. I don't know these names here. I don't want to sound like you know, hurting someone's language here, Hawaiian. But Kolonapali, oh, whatever. And other, there are five down to earth stores here on Oahu. And 2 million people to satisfy. So, you know, there's so much to do. Then I want to grow on the other islands, Oahu, Kauai, that for sure, because I already been asked to do that. So Hawaii, a whole Hawaii, and then I would love to spread my products to the States, to the mainland too. So that's my future goal if it comes to the business, if we talk about business, if strict business and also health, because it's not even business. See, I mean, yeah, sure, I can be example now of human that can teach people how to make business and being fruitarian. You know, that brain is just sharp, it just works fast, the fast, fast, fast. You know how to make things and have things done. But it also requires a lot of patience, humbleness, and yeah, and respect, you know, to everything you do and everyone around, and love. So yeah, and that's also, so I want to help with help as many people as possible. That's why I started my food business, basically. And I want to do more, and there are more things to come that I'm creating, working on in this food manufacturing business.
And
So,
where can people find out more about that and more about you?
yeah, so they can find On my website, rawcoconutgirl.com, I have like a shop store, or on my Instagram, there's Raw Coconut Girl. I have like a also shop highlight. And they can order online, absolutely. I will be shipping all over the US as well, my products, so they're gonna be available too. And of course, if the universe wants me to spread it to Europe, then it's gonna be everywhere, Let's do this.
Amazing.
Let's do this all over the world. Let's change the world together. So I would be more than happy to.
Yeah, maybe some people, someone out there that listens to this can offer you some help or connections.
So Instagram is good for to contact. My email address is rawcoconutgirl@gmail.com. My website is rawcoconutgirl.com. So basically, if you Google my name, Raw Coconut Girl, there will be YouTube listed under my name, Instagram, Facebook page, and all the other information. Oh, and my course, Bioart Science of Healing, that I will be inviting each and every one of you to just check out and tap into this world of spirituality that I've been experiencing, and now I am honored to teach. It's beautiful. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for talking to us today, Magdalena, and
You for having
good luck with everything in the future. I just want to share to everyone to check out more from Magdalena, Raw Coconut Girl on Instagram. And obviously, if you're in Hawaii, you might be able to find some of our products in the stores and so on.
Yes, please. Alive and well, down to earth. Oh my gosh, so many Hawaiian ones. Farmers markets, like Napili, Pula Farmers Market. That's just all on Maui. Kauai. I don't want to miss anyone. Oh, I already. There are two new stores I got to. I forgot the names. There's and a couple of more places. The more we connect and support, I believe this will expand. And the most beautiful is about that my product that Ronnie, a lot when I do demo, I just am there, right, doing demo, and people passing by, the ones that are eating hamburgers, and they're like, "Can I try your product? Oh, it's vegan, blah." I'm like, "Hey, give it a try. I'm here approved to show you. Oh, carrot cake. Carrot cake is not good in the US." I'm like, "Hey, I am approved to show you, to prove you that carrot cake can be good in the US, okay? It's healthy, it's nutritious, and it brings a lot of energy." And they're like, "Okay, give it a try." And they tried it, and now they're addicted to my products. They're like,
Wow.
"When are you giving us more?" Like, yeah, every time I enter to this store, like Frank experienced that. Like, I entered the store and it was like the shelves were empty.
Wow.
And only my shelf, which is like, wow. And I'm like, "Where do other people delivered?" And they're like, "Well, like a week, a few days ago." Oh my, and my products are like completely gone. Like, "Yeah, we needed you 3 days ago already here." I'm like, "Oh wow, that was fast."
That's amazing.
So, yes. So I believe everybody can do it, and we can connect, and we can expand, and I believe the world can be still a better place.
Well, thank you very much for joining us today. Good luck with everything. And I'll just say to everyone who's watching and listening, thank you very much for listening to the Love Fruit podcast. You can find out more information about the UK Fruit Fest at fruitfest.co.uk. If you join our mailing list, you can join us on Friday nights on our free presentations, our Fruity Fridays group. And you can find us on in different places. You can follow me personally, Fruity Ronster, YouTube, Instagram, in different places. Feel free to get in touch. And thank you everyone for watching and listening. We do encourage you to go and check out Raw Coconut Girl, find out more about what Magdalena's doing. And if you can offer her any support or if you want to work with her or anything, get in touch with her. And thank you very much. I'll see you in another episode of the Love Fruit Podcast. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you for having me, Ronnie. Mahalo.